digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
The following takes place between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m. Events occur in real time.
The pinnacles of the New York skyline are bathed in glorious sunlight. Far below in the streets, the traffic seethes. One yellow cab pulls over to the curb and stops. A Hispanic man gets out. He is observed by a man with a Bluetooth.
It's him.
The Hispanic man pulls up his red hoodie top and looks around. A man on a rooftop takes aim at him with a rifle. The man slips indoors.
Damn it.
Couldn't get off the shot.
Stand by. We'll get him on the way out.
The Hispanic man climbs a dingy stairwell. Derelicts sit on various landings holding lighters to scraps of smoking silver foil. One of these looks at him with interest as he passes, but goes back to his drugs.
Manuel!
Hey, Manny! Manny! Manny!
The man moves from the chaotic living area into the bathroom. Pulling back the shower curtain, he finds a naked corpse with a bullet hole in the forehead, slumped in the shower. He recoils and then draws his own pistol. He dials on his mobile and peers out of the window.
Yes?
Put Mauricio on the phone.
Victor?
Just put Mauricio on.
He's dead.
What?
Someone shot him in the head. What the hell is happening?
Victor exits the apartment on the alert to danger and sweeping the landing and stairs with his pistol. The man wearing the Bluetooth calmly waits in the street.
I see him. He's leaving the building.
I'm set.
The marksman takes aim, but the man in the red hoodie is the junkie from the landing.
Stop. It's not him. He can't be far.
Victor, dressed now in the junkie's dark jacket, smashes the window of a car parked at the rear of the building. Getting into the driver's seat, he proceeds to hotwire the vehicle. Bluetooth looks on as Victor speeds dangerously onto the street.
Coming at you, gray sedan.
The marksman takes aim at the speeding car. He hits Victor in the shoulder. The car veers dangerously. The marksman continues shooting. Victor does a U-turn. He and Bluetooth exchange fire as he passes and speeds away.
Target is out of range.
Move out.
What's your emergency?
Yes. I want to report the stolen vehicle. License plate, SME15C5.
A tiny blonde girl watches cartoons on a big TV.
Jack?
Sweetheart, we already talked about this, remember? You're supposed to call me Grandpa.
You look like a grandpa.
Couldn't agree with you more.
The cartoon you turned on is boring.
Okay, we'll find another one.
Air traffic delays. This is the boldest diplomatic initiative we've seen in a generation. It could finally lay foundation for real peace throughout the entire region.
Well, you know, Bob, the president's certainly betting her legacy on the success of these negotiations.
She Grandpa, this isn't a cartoon.
Getting President Hassan
okay.
To the table.
But as she comp-
this one, I like this one.
The girl smiles as Jack playfully wiggles his index finger.
Yeah.
Hi, Dad. Sorry we're late. They're redirecting everyone around the UN.
It's all right. We're doing fine.
How was the zoo?
Well, to be honest with you, we've spent most of our time just going back and forth between the black bears and the polar bears.
I forgot to mention that she's going through a bear phase.
Well, she certainly knows what she wants. She reminds me of you.
Well, that's funny. I always tell Steven how much she reminds me of you. Anyway, we'll be there in a few minutes.
Okay, don't worry. We'll meet you in the lobby.
Sounds like they had fun.
They always do.
What's wrong?
We talked to him about moving to LA the night we got here.
Yeah, he said he'd think about it.
Yeah, and he hasn't mentioned one word about it since. And we leave tonight.
Well, maybe he has to check with his doctors.
No, they cleared him 2 weeks ago. He's finished with treatment. I don't know. My father's been on his own for so long. Maybe he doesn't know how to live any other way.
Why don't you just ask him again?
My father is not the type of person you ask twice.
If you want, I can do it.
Kim gives Stephen a fond look. 4:06.
Here at the United Nations, a White House spokesman just confirmed that Presidents Taylor and Hassan will be holding a joint press conference later this hour. It is widely expected that President Hassan will announce the dismantling of his country's nuclear weapons program. President Hassan has stated that he considers these negotiations a historic success and a new beginning for his country and the entire Mideast region.
I believe that that is a reasonable compromise. Now, Mr. President, let's move on to the issue of verification. Now, the language in your latest proposal is vague.
Let me be clear. My country agrees to abandon the pursuit of nuclear weapons with full International Atomic Energy Agency safeguards.
But our terms, Mr. President, were that the inspectors themselves would be American, not IAEA.
With respect, Madam President, your side pushed the point, but we never conceded.
With respect, your side has refused to negotiate the point in good faith without Americans on the ground.
Surely we're not going to let the nationality of a few hundred...
Verification has no teeth.
So only the United States can be trusted, Mr. Secretary. This is the message that you sent to the rest of the world, and then you wonder why we don't want to negotiate...
Farad. Madam President, please excuse my brother's passion. He only wants what is best for our country.
I understand. But we need to resolve this issue before we can move forward. And ideally, before the press conference, which gives us less than an hour.
Madam President, what would your Congress say if my Revolutionary Guard was stationed on your soil? It's the same with my National Assembly. Even if I agree to this, they would not ratify it. After all, I'm not a king.
Nor I a queen.
Too bad for both of us.
I'd like to adjourn and discuss this issue with our respective teams.
Of course.
Hassan and his brother rise from the table as President Taylor walks briskly out of the conference room, followed by Ethan Kanan.
You are aware he was a salesman before entering politics. Household appliances.
You want to bet he sold a lot of refrigerators? Find a way to give him what he wants.
Madam President...
You heard me. Try to make the inspections work. This man is a once-in-a-lifetime leader, and he's already suspended his support for terrorist organizations, and privately he's advocating for a two-state solution. Now, how much farther can we expect him to stick his neck out?
Kanan absorbs this as the president walks away. A yellow cab swoops past a magnificent brick apartment block. Jack comes out of the lift with his little granddaughter.
Hey, come here. Did you name him yet?
Bear.
Bear.
There she is. Hi. Hey, I heard that you and Grandpa were hanging out with the bears.
Then we had ice cream, but I didn't like mine, so Grandpa gave me his.
That's nice.
Here, I got it. Thanks for watching me, Jack.
Of course. Listen, I've been thinking a lot about what we talked about. I've made up my mind. I want to move back to Los Angeles with you.
Really?
Yeah. I got a friend who's got a private security firm. He said he'd give me some consulting work. He's also got a place I can rent.
head. I don't know what to say.
Come here. You don't have to say anything. Just give me a ride to the airport tonight.
Wait, you're coming with us tonight?
It's okay.
Steven, he's coming with us tonight.
I've just got a few more things to pack. I don't have very much. I could be at your hotel in about an hour.
It's perfect. We need to get back and finish packing ourselves.
It'd be all right if I fly back to Los Angeles with you?
Yay!
Yay! Come on, I'll walk you to the car.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah. I got her.
Okay. So glad that you're doing this.
Me too. I love you.
Love you.
Okay, guys, I'll see you in an hour.
See ya.
Bye, sweetheart.
As the car pulls away, breaking up the touching family scene, the wounded Victor is revealed sitting across the road in his stolen car, watching Jack. Victor staunches his wound with newspaper, pushes his gun into his belt, and gets out of the car. 4:11. End of part one. Part two, 4:17 p.m.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. All right, just a few things before we get started here. Presidents Taylor and Hassan will each make a statement after they've been introduced by the Secretary General. The Q&A will follow, but I want you to keep your questions strictly on topic. Now, for obvious reasons, we're all operating under heightened security measures, so unless you've been dying to know what a chokehold feels like, keep your credentials visible at all times, all right? That's all for now.
A blonde woman presents her press card at the gate.
Iron 3 Press.
It's invalid.
What? It can't be invalid. Can you double check?
I did, ma'am. Your credentials have been revoked.
Revoked by whom?
I don't have that information.
Okay, this has to be some sort of mistake. You do remember me. I've been here every day.
Please step aside, ma'am.
The woman walks away, incredulous. Hassan studies a briefing document. His brother enters the room.
I just talked to Secretary of State Kanan. He's agreed to IAEA inspectors.
That's good news.
There is a condition attached. They're insisting that the head of the verification team be an American.
I think we can live with that, don't you?
You know where I stand. We've already surrendered too much in the name of peace.
Surrender is a strong word, Farhan. And what have we surrendered, really?
Apart from our nuclear ambition.
Isn't that enough?
Spinning 6,000 centrifuges is good for political maneuvering,
but it's helping to bankrupt our country. The truth is, we are not the ones being so generous. President Taylor is lifting economic sanctions and offering an aid package worth billions of dollars. We got everything we wanted for that.
As long as it's not a trick.
Hello?
Hi. I'm sorry to bother you with something so mundane, but I'm stuck outside.
Stuck?
My press credentials have been revoked. I don't know what happened.
I'll take care of it.
Are you sure?
Of course.
Thank you. Will you still have time for the interview later?
Yes. After the press conference.
I'm looking forward to it, Mr. President.
So am I. Reinstate Miss Ree's clearance.
I was only...
Just do it.
Omar, people are starting to talk about you and this reporter.
And saying what? Miss Reed is a journalist, and she's profiling me for a newspaper.
But you have feelings for her.
I'm friendly with her. Think whatever you like. This woman poses no threat to me or the peace process.
Not here, maybe. But back in our country, you'll be torn apart. The mullahs will say that you have been corrupted by the West.
What do you say, Farhan? Have I? Have I been corrupted by the West?
You know I don't believe that. But you are married.
Talia hasn't been a wife to me for a long time.
That's no excuse to be reckless.
I've done nothing reckless.
Just reinstate Miss Reed's clearance now.
I'll see to it.
Hassan sinks into a chair deep in thought. Jack, doing his packing, turns at the knock on his door. He moves very circumspectly to the door and looks through the spy hole. He opens the door. He and Victor stare at each other.
Victor, what are you doing here? How the hell did you find me?
I was always resourceful, Jack. That's what you liked about me.
Get in here. Take a seat. What happened?
I need help.
You need an ambulance.
No, don't call. That's what he's waiting for. He's listening to the emergency channels.
Who?
Just listen to me, Jack. I have information.
Best I can do for you, Victor, is get you an ambulance. I'm out. I don't work for the government anymore.
Well, that's you're gonna want to hear.
Why?
Why? Because you're the guy who always does the right thing. There's a big hit going down.
On who?
President Hassan at the UN. He's getting taken out.
When?
Today. Before he can sign this thing with Taylor. You see, I told you'd be interested.
How do you know this?
I'm the one who got the hit into the country. I've been setting him up with what he needs.
And then he tried to take you out.
Jack, you're the only one at CTU I ever did business with. I need you to call them, vouch for me so I can cut a deal. Come on, Jack.
Keep your seat.
Look, I swear, this is real. Someone is trying to make sure that this peace agreement does not happen.
I'm not doing anything until you give me your weapon. Be screwing with me.
I'm not. I swear I'm not.
Who's the hitter? What's his name? Who's the hitter?
I don't know his name. He's Russian or something.
Not good enough. Who is the hitter?
Look, I know how to find him and stop him before he makes the hit. But I'm not saying another word until I make my deal.
You're lucky I'm retired.
4:23. A large black SUV moves along a vaulted tunnel lined with white tiles. A slim young man gets out from the passenger seat and passes through glass sliding doors. He makes a call.
This is Cole Ortiz. Move Singer's team to the Northeast Quadrant and tell him from now on I want updates every quarter hour. Get back to me with confirmations.
Hastings wants you to expand the patrol perimeter around the UN another quarter mile.
I'm glad that's what he wants, but I barely have enough men to cover the perimeter now.
I'll see if I can get NYPD to help you cover.
Dana. My sister, she said she left you a couple messages. Some about bridesmaids' dresses. I told her there was probably something wrong with your voicemail.
I got her messages. I just haven't had a chance. These double shifts are just...
I revised the patrol protocols at the UN. I thought you might like to take a look at it before I distribute.
Yeah, I do.
I will call your sister back, I promise.
Thanks.
Chloe thumps her computer in frustration.
Damn it, what is the problem? Percussive maintenance? That's what my network apps professor called it when I hit my computer. Can I help?
I just got the revised attendee list for the press conference. I can't get the facial recognition done in time.
Oh, you're running each person through individually. You can do them in a batch.
Not if the data's in different formats.
Well, that used to be true, but here.
Chloe gives Dana one of her looks.
Like I said, there's no reason to be shy about asking for help, okay? Don't worry. You'll catch up. You're doing great.
Excuse me. O'Brien.
Chloe, it's Jack.
Jack, how's Kim? Did you tell her about L.A.?
Yeah, but I can't go into that right now. I need to speak to the director.
Mr. Hastings is on the phone, and he really doesn't like to be interrupted.
We'll tell him it's regarding a plot to assassinate President Hassan. See if that gets his attention.
Oh, okay, hold on.
Chloe hurries away from her desk and up towards a shining glass-walled office on the first floor.
All right, now give me an overlay on the UN, view from the west. Now overlay the distribution of security teams, please. That looks good.
Anything else, sir?
Now give me a comp with incident reports and satellite imaging.
Excuse me, Mr. Hastings.
Gary, hold on for a second.
Jack Bauer's on line 3. He says he needs to talk to you.
Bauer?
It's about a plot against President Hassan. I thought you'd want to take the call.
Gary, I'll call you back.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bauer, this is Brian Hastings.
Mr. Hastings, I'm with an informant that I used to run who's claiming he's got intel on an assassination attempt on President Hassan. He says it's going to take place today.
We've received several threats in regard to the peace conference.
I can only imagine. My informant's name is Victor Aruz. I used him in the Salazar op. You should be able to pull his file.
Pull it up.
He's been shot in the arm, he claims, by the assassin. Look, I don't think this is something you should take lightly.
And what does Mr. Aruz want in return for his information?
CTU protection and immunity.
That's a lot to ask, Mr. Bauer.
Have you pulled his file yet?
No.
Mr. Hastings, I know this son of a bitch, and my instinct is telling me that you need to pay attention to this.
I need more than your instinct, Mr. Bauer. CTU isn't the organization you knew.
Okay, fine, but understand this. If anything happens to President Hassan, I will be obligated to call President Taylor and tell her that I tried to provide you with this intel and you ignored it.
What has taken so long for the file?
Sorry, I'm still searching through the archives.
Mr. Hastings, I need your answer now. Are you bringing Aruz in or not?
Let me talk to him.
Put you on speaker. Go ahead.
Mr. Aruz, I'm going to need some other details to corroborate your story.
The hitter took out two of my guys, Manuel Escobar and Mauricio Tejas.
Check with the cops. We will. Mr. Bauer, where are you?
1145 West 18th.
I'll send a chopper to pick you up. The closest helipad to you is the 12th precinct. That's 5 blocks away. Can you get him there, Mr. Bauer?
Jack throws Victor a charged look.
Yeah.
I'll have a team there in 20 minutes.
Make sure you don't use official channels. We believe the assassin is monitoring emergency bandwidth.
Got it. Gather comm and tactical. Tell them we've got a situation.
Let's go.
A young man at one of the CTU desks appears to be misusing surveillance images to home in on a young woman sunbathing.
There you are. Now that doesn't suck.
Arlo.
Yeah.
Come on. Hastings called an emergency briefing. And if he ever catches you doing that, you're gonna be out of a job.
It'd be worth it. I think this might be love.
Now.
Is CTU transferring control of drones A31 and 32 to HS Aerial Command? Yeah, roger that. Offload confirmed.
All right, we've got a situation. Cole, I need you to scramble a chopper for a pickup.
Yeah, I haven't finished distributing the new patrol parameters.
This is a priority.
Who am I picking up?
Someone who claims to have intel about a threat to President Hassan.
How good is the intel?
Well, according to Jack Bauer, very.
Jack Bauer?
He's delivering the informant.
Who is Jack Bauer?
Location's downtown. Chloe's sending you the coordinates. Take a small team with you. Torres's people are free.
Yes, sir. And I'll need a second team to secure the landing.
But one team will be enough. We'll use the drone to protect the ground operation. Arlo, scramble a drone alongside the chopper. Full spectrum coverage of the landing zone as well as the air corridor.
Done.
A police patrol car glides up alongside Victor's stolen car. Jack steps carefully out through the rear entrance of his building. He looks around and then up at the buildings towering above him. He goes back to the door.
We're clear, come on.
He leads Victor away. The policeman talks into his radio.
Dispatch, this is Unit 2354.
Go ahead, 2354.
Got a plate match on a stolen vehicle.
Make, model, and tag.
Three Pontiac. Plate, Sierra, November, Echo, 15, Charlie 5. Bullet holes in the windshield and body.
That's him.
Roger that. What's your location?
Vehicle's parked on 18th, just west of 9th Avenue.
We'll take care of it.
Will you? Or am I going to have to step in? Now would be the time to tell me.
Aruz is a dead man, sir. You have my word.
Good.
Bluetooth and his henchmen grab weapons, leaving their sinister Russian boss looking on. 4:30, end of part two. Part three, 4:36. Jack continues on with Victor. Chloe works at her desk. Ethan Kanan walks along a corridor and joins the president.
Thank you.
Excuse me, Madam President.
President Hassan accepted our counterproposals on inspections.
That is great news.
By the end of this next session, we may have a signed agreement. It's an extraordinary accomplishment, Allison.
Taylor sits down wearily.
Is something wrong?
I was thinking about Henry. Achieving a comprehensive peace agreement with the Islamic Republic was something that he and I talked about years ago. I wish that he were here to share the moment. You surprised?
Considering his behavior during the divorce, yes, I am surprised. He went out of his way to hurt you, especially in the press.
He was angry, Ethan. I sent our daughter to prison.
You refused to cover up a murder. Olivia was responsible for what happened. No one else.
Still, if the situation had been reversed, I might have felt the same way as Henry.
Sorry if I'm interrupting, but I just talked to Brian Hastings at CTU.
What's going on, Rob?
They have someone who claims he's got information about an assassination plot on Hassan.
How real is the threat?
Real enough to loop you in. This informant came to them through Jack Bauer.
I thought that Jack was out of all of this. How did he get involved?
As far as I can tell, this informant came to him. We'll know more once the informant signs an immunity deal, provided you authorize it.
How secure is the venue for the press conference?
Very, and I just raised the alert level. But we need to set up a call to inform Hassan about the threat, ideally before the conference gets started.
Can't tell Hassan? Certainly not before the press conference.
Why not?
Well, he might scuttle everything, out of concern for his own safety.
Hassan's a big boy. He's used to taking risks, or he wouldn't be here. You know that. Plus, if Hassan finds out we knew about this and didn't tell him, then all the trust we've built up over the last year goes out the window, and then he'll pull out of talks. And frankly, I wouldn't blame him.
Taylor exchanges a look with Kanan.
I'll think about it. Thank you both.
Kanan walks out of the room.
Madam President, I'm telling you, holding this back from Hassan could be disastrous.
I said I'd think about it, Rob. Thank you.
Rob leaves the room, his expression grave. Taylor sits and contemplates this bombshell. Kanan pauses in the corridor and shakes out what would seem to be some kind of medication. Rob spots him.
Ethan? Listen, sorry if I went after you a little hard in there. I was just making my point.
No need to apologize, Rob. I recommended you to the president because you're not afraid to speak up. She needs that.
Yeah, well, still, I know I can get carried away.
Don't worry, kid. I ain't dead yet. I can handle myself, even up against you.
Kanan smiles dangerously and crunches down on his capsule. Rob seems uncomfortable. Jack walks through the streets.
Hey, sweetheart, it's me.
Hey, we're almost finished packing. Are you on your way?
Some came up. I'm gonna be a little late.
How late?
I think I should meet you at the airport.
Is everything okay?
Yeah.
You sure?
Kim, I promise, everything's fine.
Well, Terry is so excited that you're coming back with us. Just let me know when you're on your way.
Okay, thanks, sweetheart. Keep your eyes open. Precinct's two blocks away. Let's cut through here. Come on.
The FAA's cleared a route and informed all relevant agencies that we will be in the air.
Copy that.
Good luck.
Peruse this file. It was in a proprietary database. That's why it took so long.
Still, they shouldn't have thrown you. You've been here a month.
Almost a month. And I've had to relearn the interface on every major system here. Everything's changed.
And you're having trouble adapting. I understand. But I don't think it's a question of your intelligence.
Thanks.
I think it's ambivalence.
Ambivalence?
I know the only reason you took this job was because your husband was downsized. Am I wrong?
No. I mean, yes. Please, just give me a little more time to get up to speed here. Mr. Hastings, I need this job.
Fair enough. But I'm all about efficiency, so if your performance doesn't improve, you may want to rethink working here. Now, I trust this has been clarifying.
Sure. You really wanted to be more efficient. Why don't you just say if I don't catch up soon, I'm going to be fired.
Hastings throws her a backward glance of disdain and shakes his head. 4:41.
Your
flight path is a straight shot southwest over the river, and the 12th precinct has confirmed that their helipad is clear and operational. Comnet and satellite coverage of your flight, both legs and full-time aerial from the drone. Why are you looking at me like that?
Like what? Look, I just want to make sure nothing's wrong.
Nothing's wrong, like I said. Just be careful, okay?
I will be.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Yo, maybe since you finally set a date, she's getting cold feet.
How about you shut up and just focus on your assignment?
Cole and another man trot across to get into the helicopter while Dana watches fondly. Jack holds the arm of the stumbling Victor.
Come on, Victor! Hold up! Victor! Victor! Stay with me! Victor, stay with me! Stay with me!
Jack inspects Victor's wound.
Damn it.
Jack clocks a mattress lying in the garbage nearby. He pulls out his knife and cuts into it. A man is leaving a note under the wiper of a nearby car. He overhears Jack and eyes him suspiciously.
Stay with me!
We're gonna need to recompress the wound.
The man pulls out his phone and dials 911. ...4:43, end of part 3. Part 4, 4:50, an elegant Arab woman sits making up her eyes in the mirror.
If successful, the agreement could be the beginning of a real lasting peace in a long-troubled region. Presidents Taylor and Hassan are scheduled to give their first joint press conference in just a few minutes, and we'll carry that live. In a moment, Christiane Dumeni will have a report on the history of the many failed attempts at a Mideast peace and why this accord may be different.
A younger woman enters and smiles at her.
It's time to go.
Tell your father I'll be right there.
I'll wait until you're done.
He doesn't trust me to be on time.
Of course he trusts you.
The older woman looks wryly back at her daughter in the mirror.
When did you become such a good liar? You don't have to defend your father, darling. He can take care of himself.
The daughter looks perplexed as her mother walks out of the room and comes to join Hassan in the lounge of their luxury suite.
You look beautiful, Dalia.
And you look handsome.
She pulls her hand back as he tries to take it.
Let's not pretend any more than we have to.
As his wife walks stiffly away, Hassan shares a look with his daughter.
I'm sorry you had to see that.
It's not your fault.
My dear Kyla.
I should go.
Yes.
Hassan walks out of the suite and down the hotel corridor. His daughter and his wife both drape scarves over their hair. They enter the lift with a pair of security men. 4:52. Reed, the barred journalist, waits edgily in a foyer area. Hassan's brother, Farad, walks in her direction holding a card which he hands to one of the security guards.
Yes, sir.
The guard who had earlier refused her entry crosses to her and hands her the pass.
Thank you.
I will tell you the same thing that I told him. Unless you want to destroy everything that he's worked for, stay away from him.
She watches intently as Farad walks away with possibly a flicker of cunning.
Excuse me, ma'am. President Hassan is on his way.
Rob studies the president's face.
You're not going to tell him he's being targeted. Madam President, I'm sorry. You risk destroying in a single day
Rob,
all the...
You've made your point. More than once. Believe me, I don't like keeping this from President Hassan any more than you do.
Then tell him.
Mr. President, ladies, you've met my chief of staff?
Of course. Hello, Mr. President. I haven't had the chance to thank you for compromising on the verification issue.
It was the right thing to do.
If you don't mind, I'd like to brief you both on the format of the press conference. The Secretary General will be introducing you both after some brief remarks. The conference itself shouldn't take any longer than 25 minutes or so.
Jack finishes dressing the wound.
Put your hand on it. Let's go. We're almost there.
Don't move! Gotta call it. You two are having a problem down here. What's up?
Officer, my name is Jack Bauer. I'm transporting this man on behalf of CTU. He's an informant vital to national security.
Call it in.
Listen to me. The men that are trying to kill him are monitoring all emergency channels. Do not let him make that call.
Shut up and get against the dumpster. Now!
At least take us into the precinct. We can verify everything there. Get out. Now!
Bluetooth and his cronies engage the police and Jack in a firefight. Both the police officers go down. Jack spots a metal fire door and shoots off the padlock.
I'm gonna cover you, make a run for the door. You ready? Go! Go!
Jack and Victor run off through the door.
Keep moving. I'm out of bullets. Chloe, it's Jack. How far out is the helicopter?
2 minutes. Jack, what's wrong?
We're under attack. I need you to put me in touch with whoever's in command of that unit.
Okay, it's Agent Ortiz. He's the head of field ops.
Is there a problem?
Yes.
Mr. Hastings, we have a situation with the pickup.
Keep going to the roof. Now, don't stop for anything. Keep going.
Agent Ortiz, you're on with Jack Bauer?
Roger.
What's going on, Mr. Bauer?
We're being pursued by two shooters. There's no way we're going to make the precinct. We're in a building on West 21st, three doors in from 9th Avenue.
Yeah, we're heading to your position now. Stay on the line. We're looking for an alternate pickup.
Copy that.
Jack follows Victor up the stairs. Dana at CTU tracks them.
Right there. The roof of that parking structure might work. Can you zoom in closer?
The satellite's refreshing. It'll take a minute.
I'm moving the drone there now. There's a parking structure next to the building you're in. The roof looks clear to land.
Did you get that call?
Yeah, I see it. Mr. Bauer, looks like you can access that room from the 8th floor of the building you're in.
How far out are you?
90 seconds.
Copy that. Don't be late.
The shooters start up the stairwell after them.
Victor, listen to me. You gotta tell me everything you know about the hitter so I can call it in case we don't make it.
If I don't make it, I don't care what happens. Get me to CTU.
Get it. Go, 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 go. You always were a son of a bitch. Come on.
Jack pushes Victor on, leaving a bloodstain on the wall. 4:56, the shooters follow circumspectly. Bluetooth finds the blood. He clocks where a fire axe should be hanging. Then Jack swings the blade into his heart and uses him to knock the other man down the stairwell. Jack peers over the balcony at the man lying dead below, then picks up Bluetooth's gun and fetches Victor. Spotting the helicopter about to land on the roof outside, Jack smashes a window and pushes Victor through before climbing out himself.
Lockdown access points to the roof! Where are the hostiles?
They're dead. You need to get him out of here. He's losing a lot of blood.
Cole Ortiz. It's an honor to meet you. Thanks for doing this. Look, Hastings wants to debrief you back at CTU.
I'm not going back to CTU. I delivered him. I'm done.
But Mr. Bauer,
I got a flight to catch.
That's it?
Get out!
Jack spots a rocket smoking towards the helicopter. He saves Ortiz, but Victor and the others get the full blast as the helicopter's fuel ignites. The Russian boss lays down the rocket launcher and disappears.
Ortiz, report in.
Agent Ortiz. Agent Ortiz, what's your status? Agent Ortiz? Jack, come in. Jack, can you hear me? Anyone come in?
Jack struggles to his feet and runs over to where Victor lies.
Victor! 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 Stay with me! Stay with me! Listen to me. You don't want to die like this. Do the right thing. Tell me what you know.
I hit her as someone on the inside. Close to her son.
Give me a name. Victor, who's on the inside? Victor, come on.
Victor's eyes close.
He's dead.
Reed talks on her cell phone.
No. The brother revoked my clearance, but I had Hassan reinstate it. No. I know I'm behind schedule. But it'll get done.
She casts an ominous look towards a large TV screen showing Hassan's face, then turns away. 5 p.m. The end.